Hey babies, this podcast is a live stream rip from the first Gabe Request Live on February 7th. That was last night. It was pretty fun. People came in the room and were just requesting their favorite songs, and I was doing my best to play them and just kind of have a good time, having fun with everybody. You can join me on the next Gabe Request Live by following me on Instagram.com/GabrielMayersNYC. That's Instagram.com/GabrielMayersNYC. Before we start Gabe Request Live, quick word from our sponsor. All right, thank you so much for coming. This is GRL, Gabe Request Live. I'm going to be playing songs and singing songs that you request. Try to request songs that are popular songs that other people might know. I have the right to refuse any song that you request since this is free. If you do want to donate and you do appreciate this thing, if you go to my profile in my bio, I have some, donation links and stuff like that. I should have that listed on the screen, but I don't. If you want it while you're in the chat now, my Venmo is Gabriel-Mayers. My PayPal is GabrielMayersNYC@gmail.com. And if you're on the Cash App, it's $GabrielMayers. I am 5 minutes late. It's Black History Month. Give me a break. Welcome to GRL. I've just been so tired lately. I think I definitely, you know, what a great way to start a show of any kind is with talking about getting a cold. The times, they are changing. That sounds like a good one to start off with. I don't know it off the top of my head, so I'm going to be using the Tabs app on iOS from ultimateguitar.com. Thank you. They're not a sponsor, but thank you anyway for having that. So I'll play some of the times, they are a changing. And also feel free... if you type the times they are changing with a G, not the right stuff comes up. It's changing. That's what it is. If you have any questions, if you have any other requests or anything like that, just throw it in the chat, and I'll get to it eventually. What? I got my turmeric and apple cider vinegar drink there that tastes fucking awful. Always down with the Perrier gang. Throw some Perrier in that, water that down. Alright, so I'm not gonna have this on auto scroll, so I might take a little stops in it just to scroll down in the tab. Or maybe I'll just set it up so I don't have to do that. Hold on, Gabe will figure it out. Don't worry, just gonna do a little bit of good old Bob Dylan. Alright. Slow hollow, shut up with the slow hollow. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen,
And keep your eyes wide, the tides won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging, so get out the new one if you can't lend a hand, 'cause the times they are a-changing. Line it is drawn, a curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, is the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause at times they are a-changing. 'Cause the times they are a-changing. For the times they are a-changing.
Hold on. Had to close my bedroom door because I don't want my neighbors getting a free concert. This free concert's for you! Welcome to GRL. Hello, Verena. Hello, P-Blades. Steph Script. Flower Punk. Is this Bleach Boys? Reptilia is my favorite. Is that a Reptilia request? I'll play motherfucking Reptilia for sure, bruh. For sure. Thank you, Jess Mayer, for requesting that one. I'm still drinking up my coffee. I feel tired. Nothing more exciting than watching a performer and having him go, "I'm tired." It's like, hey, no, you're not tired. Everybody else is tired. That's why we came to see you, because we're tired. That's coffee with syrup in it. Ugh. And this is turmeric, no ginger in there, but I've got some. See, I've got this little CBD bag. Doesn't have CBD in it, actually it just has ginger slices that I put in there for it's still good. Yeah, these are still good for like when I go out and just to kind of, you know, keep from getting sick and shit like that. It's good for your body. And also, like, if I have a cough or anything like that, or just have, like, a bunch of gunk in my throat, it's good for clearing that shit out. And I think chewing ginger slices is more effective than drinking ginger tea, because you can just kind of stick a ginger slice in your cheek and, like, chew on it for a while like a piece of gum. All right. Let's play this song. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us, rather. The next song is going to be Reptilia by the Strokes. Like I said, make any requests you want. If I can play it on the guitar, I'll try to play it on guitar. If I don't know it, if I've never heard it before, I'm probably not going to play it, because that would be impossible. Don't request Freebird. Actually, you can request whatever the fuck you want. But I will refuse stuff that I think is just bad, and that will kind of waste 3 or 4 minutes of our lives. So, yeah. This is one of the radio hits that I grew up with. Degrees in my house right now. I gotta put this strap on. Ooh, look what he said. He seemed in. Oh, sorry. Too hot. I shouldn't be sweating in my own house. It's so hot right now. Okay, I gotta open a window. All right, so next I'm playing Reptilia. If you could think of any songs that would be good on GRL, Gabe Request Live, welcome. Put them in. I'll be here until maybe 5 after 7, since I started late. It's so hot. Fucking hell. There's no skin there. Damn. All right, here we go. Yeah. He seemed impressed. Okay, now I remember how to play it. He seemed impressed by the way you came in. Tell us a story. I know you're not boring. I was afraid that you would not insist. Sound so sleepy. Just take this now, leave me. I said, please don't slow me down if I'm going too fast. You're in a strange part of our town. Yeah, the night's not over. Trying hard enough. Lives are changing lanes. You ran me off the road. The wait is over. I'm now taking over. You're no longer laughing. I'm not drowning fast enough. Now every time that I look at myself, I thought I told you this world is not for you. The room is on fire and she's fixing her hair. You sound so angry, just calm down, you found me. I said, please don't slow me down if I'm going too fast. You're in a strange part of our town. Yeah, the night's not over.
trying hard enough. Lives are changing lanes. You ran me off the road. The wait is over. I'm now taking over. You're no longer laughing. I'm not drowning fast enough. Trying hard enough. Lives are changing lanes. You ran me off the road. The wait is over. I'm not taking over. You're no longer laughing. I'm not drowning fast enough.
Thank you. That was Reptilia by The Strokes. Thank you. No, I can't do your report for you. Oh, Purple Rain. No, Purple Rain's a horrible song to cover. That song is literally like purple. It's mostly guitar. Hello from California. Used to see you in New York City subway. Thank you, Yuzu. I drink milk. Well, did you move to California, or were you just visiting here? The Two Lonely People, Bill Evans, Don't Know It. Waiting in Vain, Don't Know It. Freebird, No. Don't know what Bleach Boys is. Okay, I haven't gotten any requests that I can play since Reptilia. So, since apparently... as far as I know right now, I'm going to be playing Beatles Fest at the end of the March. Beatles Fest is going to have a bunch of, I don't think McCartney or Ringo are going to be there or anything. Who knows, though? I don't think they announced those type of things. But Beatles Fest is going to be from, I think, the 29th to the 31st or whatever the last day of the month in March is. And I'm going to be playing with Black Rabbit's going to be there. The former head of Apple Records, old Beatles producers, former members of Paul McCartney's band, Wings are going to be there, so I'll be playing alongside some of the most legendary people involved with the Beatles. Rhiannon. Don't know Rhiannon. I know of the song, but I don't know it by heart, really. That's not one of the ones I listen to. Good request, though, Verena. But... not that one. Nirvana, I will do some Nirvana. Don't know The National. Don't know any Tyler, the Creator. Mumford & Sons. I don't even know if I know a Mumford & Sons song. Do they do Hey Ho? They might as well do Hey Ho, right? I'm not a huge fan of Mumford & Sons. I'm not a huge fan of Mumford & Sons, honestly. Someone sent me a video. Who is this? I think it was Flower Punk sent me a video of like this guy making fun of Mumford & Sons, this black dude. Let's see if we can find that video so I can show it to you. Some John Lennon is a great choice. Well, which one? You said Nirvana. Diego, you said Nirvana, which I know some Nirvana. You know, I started... Kurt Cobain was the reason I started playing music. So I definitely know some Nirvana songs. Losing My Religion, oh, that's a great one. Jess Mayer with the Losing My Religion, I like that one. Play Gabriel Mayer's Untitled. I don't know where you come up with this stuff. Blister in the Sun, that's a great one. Some Bright Eyes, that's great also. Oh man, what do I do? What do I do first? Let's go with Bright Eyes first, actually. Before I put on that thing making fun of, because I can pick and choose. It's Gabe Request Live, but I'll choose the best one. Hello. Oh boy. That's how you know you're gonna play a Bright Eyes song when you start playing it and you start crying a little bit. My eyes started watering. Anyway. I remember I actually got into Bright Eyes because I was dating this girl. Was she Ukrainian? Her mother is an immigrant from the Ukraine, and her dad was also, but he had passed at the time, and was dating her. And at the time, I was already heavily into Bob Dylan, so I was like just going deep into songwriters. And then I found out about Bright Eyes, and it just shocked me to my core, and I was able to see. I think I saw Connor Oberst one time at the Williamsburg waterfront when they did those shows over there. Okay, you can't like put. This isn't. You gotta put all the words to Waste of Paint. You can't like put some of the words to Waste of Paint. I don't want to trust that I know it by heart, because I know I don't. I need the words to it, but no one's listening. I thought, what the fuck? Oh man, I can try to do it off the top now, but I need the lyrics, because I'm still like half asleep and shit. I don't know if naps are supposed to make you more rested, but they do make you wish that you were still taking a nap when you wake up from them. Hey, guess what? I'm so tired, I typed in lyrics. And I was thinking Waste of Paint lyrics, and instead of typing that in, I just typed in lyrics. That's so tired. I don't know, I think God can explain by splendor. But keep requesting stuff. I'll scroll back through it once I'm done doing this, and whatever I know, I'll play it. And if okay, here's the thing. If someone says a song, if someone requests a song and I don't know it, but someone else is like, hey, I know that song too, and it's great, and a third person goes, hey, I know that song too, and that song is great, wow, you don't know it, then that's a song that I'll make sure that I know. We'll listen to it together. So this is Waste of Paint. This is Waste of Paint by Bright Eyes. I'll do my best on it. It's been a while for this one. I have a friend, he's mostly made of pain. He gets up, goes to work, and drives straight back home again. He once cut one of my nightmares out of paper. I thought it was beautiful, so I put it on a record cover. I tried to tell him he had a sense of color and composition so magnificent. He said, thank you, please, but your flattery is truly not becoming me. Your eyes are poor, you're blind, you see. No beauty could have come from me. I'm a waste of breath, of space, of time. I knew a woman, she was dignified and true. And a love for a man was one of her many virtues. Until one day she found out he had lied. So she decided from that point on the rest of her life would be a lie. And she was grateful for everything that had happened. And she was anxious for all that would come next. But then she wept, what did you expect? With that big old house and the car she kept. But such is life, she often said, with one day leading to the next. You get a little closer to your death, which was fine with her, she never got upset. And with all the days she may have left, she'd never clean another mess, or fold his shirts, or look her best. Oh, excuse me. She was free to waste away alone. That's the Austin City Lights version. Last night my brother, he got drunk and drove, and this cop, he pulled him off to the side of the road. And he said, officer, officer, you got the wrong man. I'm a student of medicine, a son of a banker, you don't understand. And the cop said, no one got hurt, you should be thankful. And your carelessness, it is something awful.
I can't just let you go. And though your father's name is known, your decisions now are yours alone. You're nothing but a stepping stone on a path to debt, to loss, to shame. This was actually me at some point. Last few months I've been living with this couple. You know the kind who buy everything in double. Yeah, they fit together like a puzzle. And I love their love and I am thankful that someone received the prize that was promised by all those fairy tales that drugged us. And they still do me. I'm sick, lonely, no laurel tree, just green envy. Will my number come up eventually? Like love, some kind of lottery, where you scratch and see what's underneath. It's sorry, just one cherry. Play again, get lucky. I just want to say this really quickly. This was also the first time in a song that I'd seen like variation in verse length. This was the first time I had encountered this. Cause I had just, you know, I had just really started learning songwriting in my early 20s. It took me a while to really get it, to really get what it was, and to encounter a song like this where it's written so raw was influenced me a lot. We're almost at the end here. So now I hang out by the train's depot. I don't ride, I just sit and watch the people there. The way they look like wind-up cars in motion. Look at how they spin and turn and jockey for position. And when I scream out, this all is nonsense. Your life's one track, can't you see it's pointless? But then my knees give under me. My head feels weak and suddenly it's clear to see it's not them but me who's lost my self-identity. As I hide behind these books I read while scribbling my poetry, like art could save a wretch like me with some ideal ideology no one could hope to achieve. And I'm never real, it's just a sketch in me, and everything I make is trite and cheap and a waste of paint, of tape, of time. So I park my car down by the cathedral, where the floodlights point up at the steeples. Quiet practice is filling up with people. I hear the sound escaping as an echo, floating off the ceilings at an angle. And when the voices blend, they sound like angels. I hope there's some room left in the middle, cause when I lift my voice up now to reach them, the range is too high, way up in heaven. So I'll hold my tongue, forget the song, and I try to just keep moving on with my broken heart and my absent God. And I have no faith, but it's all I want to be loved and to believe in my soul. In my soul. Oh, he's singing. In my soul. In my soul.
Ah, that's one of the best songs ever written. I challenge you. Convince me otherwise. Whew, okay. Life. I'm just trying to remember if... Okay, I'll play a little bit of Losing My Religion, but I'm not a huge REM person, but it's just like, yo. Oh no, I've said too much. Haven't said enough. All right, let me play, let me go back through and see what you guys are saying. American Pie, I might do that one. When you perform in front of people, what type of strumming keeps people interested in your experience? People can lose interest when someone plays the same strumming pattern. How do you fix that? I'm not a very good guitarist at all. So I don't even know what kind of strumming pattern I'm using. And that entire song is... That song's very interesting to me. I think that you don't want to, you want to use your gut. Okay, you want to use your gut. You don't want to use your head when it comes to music. You want to use your gut. Don't be thinking about strumming patterns, okay? You want to play not with your knowledge of music. You want to play with your gut. You got more nerve endings in your gut than in your brain. Did you know that? Hey, Gabe. It's 2019. That reference isn't relevant. Hey, Gabe. We're 10 years old. We have no idea who you're imitating. Thank you so much, Jason Golden. Fast Car Tracy Chapman. I might do that. I don't really like that one. Not that I don't like it. What's the other one that she does? You know, someone made this joke about I think it was, what's his name? Dan Harmon, who made this joke about Fast Car. It's like, oh, poor Tracy, you think you need a fast car to leave town? You could just take a bus. And I just thought that was a funny joke. Black Rabbit, All Good. Don't know it. Mother, oh man, that's a heavy one. Might do that one. Let me see what y'all got. All Apologies. Let me see. I don't know
if I know that one very well.
All right. John Lennon. Let's do some John Lennon. I'm gonna put Losing My Religion on hold. You guys got some requests up in here. You're taking this Gabe request live thing very serious. Keep giving me those requests. And by the way, if you see someone's request and you second it, that'll put my eyes to it. So if someone says something and you're like, yeah, that, if two or more people request it, then I'm gonna try to go towards that one. But for now, I'm just kind of picking through people's requests for some stuff that looks good. Here's one. By the way, I feel like no one enjoyed my Shake It Off by Taylor Swift cover. I feel like no one felt it. For me, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, before she starts talking about her ex, ooh, that could be Bob Dylan right there. But I keep grooving. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. Saying it's gonna be all right. I think that's just really good. All right. So I've been into John lately, and this is one I think of all the time. All I want is give me some truth is actually the name of the song. Not all I want is some truth. It's not even necessarily a really great song in terms of being well written. It just says something that, you know, I want to say, and that's nice to have the words come out of my mouth. So I'll do my best with this one, because I don't know this one that great either. But yeah, keep requesting stuff. I see your requests. If it looks like I ignored it or I missed it or anything like that, just kind of request again. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed.
red-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short-haired yellow belly son of Tricky Dicky's got a motherfucking soft soap me with just a pocket full of hope. Money for dope, money for rope.
There's a solo that's supposed to go here.
I'm sick to death of seeing things from tight-lipped, condescending mommy's little chauvinists. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of watching scenes by schizophrenic, egocentric, paranoid prima donnas. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short-haired, yellow-bellied son of Tricky Dicky's gonna motherfucking soft soap me with just a pocket full of hope. Money for dope, money for rope. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Doesn't really have an end. It's just a fade out. But All I want is some truth. Maybe these are the two songs maybe that defines this moment in my life. All I Want Is Some Truth by John Lennon and Shake It Off. And all Shake It Off by Taylor Swift and also Maggie's Farm. Specifically this verse, oh man, I was listening to Maggie's Farm earlier. I'm gonna get back to your request in a second. This is my request for myself. Thank you. Who requested John Lennon? Diego Peña said Mother from John Lennon, but he said some John Lennon, so I played that one from John Lennon because I like that one. Mother's a bit slower, and I don't know if it plays that well on guitar. We'll try it some other time. Keep coming back to GRL. I think I'll be doing it at this time if it works around this time consistently. From six, today we'll be going a little bit later since I started a little bit later, so it'll be till 7:05. So I was listening to Maggie's Farm, man. It was getting me going, man. I must have first heard Maggie's Farm, God, like, you know, fucking over a decade ago, first heard Maggie's Farm. And I mean, like, as a person of color, how can you not be into Dylan's story? Dylan himself said they wanted me to be their nigger. They wanted me to be their dance nigger, and I wouldn't do it. It's like, oh, don't say that, Bob. But yeah, he fucking said it. He fucking said it, and the fucking Black Panthers were... Where the fuck is the tabs for this fucking song? There we go. Yeah, you know, the Black Panthers were thinking that there were coded messages, like you know, to think of the Black Panthers of the 1960s, playing Bob Dylan. I'm just gonna play this one part because it's this one part that I like.
Ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
I don't know if this is right. Yeah, I don't know if this is right. This seems to be the same chord over and over. Well, let me try it.
Like, try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say, sing while you're slave, I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Just that part. And I was thinking of covering that and changing it from Maggie's Farm to Master's Farm to just make it even more race baity. Let's see what you guys are talking about in here. Cool tank top, love the pattern. It's called Tarjay. It's called a $10 Tarjay tank. Thank you, Misha Gonzalez. And please, by the way, all beautiful women, please hit on me. I enjoy it. I thought music was dead until I found some artists that changed me. Their writing is up there with Dylan. You might know them by Limp Bizkit and Daddy Yankee. Thank you, Flower Punk, for contributing that. Life is Wonderful, Jason Mraz. Don't know it. Don't know it. When I Was Your Man, Bruno Mars. Don't know it. I wasn't laughing, I enjoyed your music. American Pie, might do American Pie, that's a really sweet song. Who said yikes on that comment? Yikes on that, on which comment? On the long one? I want you to ask questions though. I want you to like ask questions and definitely encourage a discussion. I might do Fast Car. You know what, let's, I think Jess, who started us off with the requests, said Losing My Religion, and I kind of want to do that now. Because, like, what's more 90s than Losing My Religion? It's the 90s. Oh, man, I miss it. You know, we thought the world was going to end because they forgot to make the clocks able to... Y2K! Y2K! It's like so dumb to even think about now. Like we thought the world was gonna end. Well, cause all the songs, Prince's 1999, and just like the movies at that time, you know, computers were starting to become a thing, and it was like, oh no! Remember that they thought like, okay, they thought because of the Y2K bug, that all like the nuclear bombs and stuff, all the nuclear missiles that we have all over the place, that like the clock would reset at midnight on 1999, and then all the missiles would launch. Oh my god, humans are so crazy, son. And it just didn't happen. We're like, all right, never mind. And then when 2012 came, we were like, okay, that's when the world's gonna end. It's like, yo, we really love that idea that the world's gonna end, but probably just more of this, you know? Probably just more of this. I'm gonna do my best with this. I don't think I've played this before, maybe just once before. Life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to. The distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. Haven't said enough. Thought that I heard you laughing. Thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. I don't know if I know the rest of it really. Every whisper of every waking hour. See, yeah, that's it. That's it for that one. I'll listen to it later. I'm gonna bookmark that one, because that's just fucking essential 90s. Do I have a 90s playlist? I'm gonna make a 90s playlist right now. Because it's like, you know, it was on the radio a bunch, but it wasn't one of the ones that I... You know, invested in personally, but it's not an ungood song. Like, I mean, to me, what I just played, ooh, that's like a nice piece of tiramisu. You know what I mean? Just like the way it feels in my mouth. It's sweet, but it's substantial. All right, what else we got? I know, right? I really wanna release a lot of cover songs because it costs about $12 to license one of these songs, like flat rate, just the audio. So it's more expensive to release cover songs and originals. Like an album of 10 cover songs is gonna cost me $100 to post it up. But I wanna release more cover songs. Mr. New York City Subway's in the resume. Gotta put Zombie. I'm gonna tell you, I've never heard the song Zombie. I was alive in the 90s. Not that I don't know in your head, Zombie. I was alive in the 90s, I didn't hear it. I was listening to Z100, K-Rock. What's it called? The other one, Q104. It didn't come on. Spiderwebs by No Doubt. Which one is that one? Spiderwebs by No Doubt is also pretty iconically 90s. I'm gonna type in Spiderwebs by No Doubt, and if it's not, look. Either it's I'm Just a Girl or Get the Fuck Out. Because Gwen Stefani had boys singing I'm Just a Girl. Okay? That's how good Gwen Stefani is. Take this pink ribbon off my eye. I am something and there's no big surprise. Or Don't Speak? Hello, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Don't Speak, I Know What You're Thinking. Huh? Huh? That's essential 90s, buddy. Trumped ya. I don't know this one. You Think That We Connect? Let me see if I can listen to it. I can. Alright. I don't need this intro, and I fucking skipped out of it by accident. Alright, I don't know that song. Don't Speak or Get the Fuck Out. Don't even mention No Doubt if you don't mention Don't Speak first. You better pump up the Space Jam. You better have said Don't Speak first and then you said, okay, also Spiderwebs. Because if you can't think of No Doubt if you don't... All right, I'll calm down. I had the coffee. All right, everybody sing along. I've never played this before. I'm gonna do my best, okay? That's the rule of this.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together. Friend, I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go.
I don't know this part.
And if it's real, I don't want to know.
Oh shit, I lost it.
Don't speak, I know just what you're saying. So please stop explaining.
I can't do it. It's too high. It's too Gwen Stefani high.
Don't tell me cause it hurts. No, no, no.
All right, I just wanted a little bit of that one. Some of these covers are going to be yikes. Hanging in the Moment, Lifehouse, Don't Know It. Okay, that's going in the Essential 90s playlist. I'm not fucking around. Okay, this is the first GRL. This is the first GRL. Maybe next time I'll set it up so that you guys can make requests beforehand. so I don't butcher songs that you love. But Trouble by Coldplay. You guys are requesting the obscure songs. Let me scroll up. All right, let me do one for the OGs. You know who you are. Verena, you said American Pie. Oh my God. When someone smokes a cigarette outside and the smoke just through the window, it is just the same as smoking a cigarette, and it is wonderful. I go like, Dad? Yeah. Abandonment issues. Here we go. I'm gonna do my best with this one. I don't know if I've played this one. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how the music used to make me smile. And I know if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I'm singing it horribly, butchering it. Ah, Dexter. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widow bride. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So I'm singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. The good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? I'm doing it wrong because I don't really know how the rhythm goes anyway. Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, cause I saw you. This song is so descriptive. So let's go to the chorus. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Thank you for requesting that one. It's fun. It's fun even though I don't know it. That'll make your aunt tap her foot. I'm gonna add that to my song list. I'm gonna make a playlist titled Classic. I'm gonna add that to my classic playlist. So we got our 90s playlist, we got our classic playlist. All right, let's see those requests. It's 7 now, so Hey There Delilah by... If you think I won't fucking play Hey There Delilah, then you're fucking wrong. I'll play some fucking Hey There Delilah. Don't Know Any Tame Impala. Hallelujah, done it a lot. Done it a lot. Might skip it for this one just because I've done it so much. Third Eye Blind, that's a good one. Which one by Third Eye Blind? No, I don't know any off the top of my head. Yellow by Coldplay. Hang a shine, enough to shine for you. Maybe. Let's see. I'm looking still. Don't Speak, Best Breakup Song. Good Evening. Hello. Homework. Yeah, I know. Yikes on the one about Shake It Off by Tay Swizzle being able to be a Bob Dylan song. It's a really good song, man. Come on. Think about her, man. She's like the whitest girl in the world, and she's just like, you know what? Everyone hates me for just being the whitest girl in the world, and my dad's money bought me my fucking first big break, but I don't care, I'm just gonna shake it off. I mean, read the lyrics to that song and tell me Taylor Swift wouldn't show up at your house with a fucking gun to your head with like fucking six big black dudes being like, what the fuck did you say? Haters gonna hate. I don't know, man. She has something, there's something about her that's admirable. And I heard that the Taylor Swift documentary on Netflix kind of shows you her like, you know what I mean? Yeah, dude. I mean, how many, you know, in our field, in this rock field especially, how many women are really killing it? Not that many. So I think you got to give T-Swizzle her props for real. Because there's no the Dixie Chicks, there's no Jewel, there's no, what do you call it, Fiona Apple anymore. So it's like, in terms of rock and women, or if you want to call it country or folk or whatever, because she's kind of in the pop too. She's kind of crossover, but she's the top woman in her field. And why aren't my light colors changing anymore? Can't have these people seeing me in normal lighting. There we go, babies. All right, got that American Pie in there. All right, any other requests? Our House is the shit. Let's do Our House. Let's go classic. I like Our House. Keep making those requests. I'm not ignoring them. I'm just picking and choosing. I don't know how much time we have left, probably around 5 to 10 minutes. I don't remember when exactly I started, but I want to thank all of you for joining the first GRL. Oh man, we got literally 2 minutes. I got the 2-minute warning. Instagram automatically ends a live video at 60 minutes, so it's giving me the 2-minute warning. Yeah man, Q104.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. I don't know this. Staring.
Where's the cat? Let's get to.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
All right, that's it. Landslide, let's play 5 seconds of Landslide.
I've been afraid of changing 'cause I've...
And someone requested Hallelujah. Let's do a little bit of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to this inaugural episode of GRL. It's Gabe Requests Live. I want your request. I want you to hammer me with... I want you to furiously pound me with your DMs, with your requests for songs that you want to hear. I'll take the time to learn them in my not streaming or podcasting time. And if you love all of this and you want to donate, go to my home screen, to my profile page. There's a bunch of donation options there. Send some cash over. Send some emotional labor cash. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Peace out. Bye. I wish there was exit music. Yeah, wasn't that a super great show? Yeah, GRL. I'm thinking about doing it from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at least once a week. If people really like it, maybe I'll do it more often. Send me your opinions of it. You can DM me over at Gabriel Mayers NYC on Instagram, and I'm just Gabriel Mayers on Twitter if you want to send me a message there also. I'm also on Facebook, but I don't really check it as much. So try to get me on those places. Or if you want to shoot me an email, you can send me an email at gabrielmayersnyc@gmail.com. Thank you so much, kids. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Bye-bye.